Praise the Lord.
I thank God for his goodness and his mercy. I thank God for all of you tonight. And praise the Lord. His bill is blessing you and for his many healings and deliverance for everyone that's there tonight. Reading a scripture in Chronicles the other day, and one that we read a lot. Three different thoughts. Wasn't sure which one the Lord would have me in tonight, but I think I'm just going to start in 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter tonight. And Jesus filled.
May see me not going to the places that I used to go as often as I used to go. That's because I don't have to anymore.
Yeah.
It's not because of my choosing. It's because the Lord has told me. Yes. Those are the work that I could do in those places I have done. But he says, you know, you were very zealous for going from place to place. You pack your car, you do a lot of things. You talk about it sometimes. He says, but really what you were really concerned with was with that the building was filled with music. You weren't really concerned about it being filled with the Spirit. He says, because you knew the power of music.
Music, yes.
And how music can move people. I was watching a video the other day, which is why it came to mind, because I was watching a video and someone had sent a video and the people were just dancing. And I'm not saying they weren't praising God. They were praising God. I don't know how many of them were in the Spirit. But the Lord said to me, but you know, you've been places and you've been in the band corner. He says, y'all have moved people by your music.
Yes, yes.
And whether they had the Spirit or not, left and said that they really enjoyed it, really had a good time, the Holy Spirit was there. And really, many times what they had was music. Because, he said to me, because when you think about it, he said they might have had joy, but the problems they had when they came, when they left, they had the problems when they left.
Amen, yes.
Many of them came with sickness and disease, and when they left with sickness and disease. And he said that when Jesus was preaching, many times you would see it, the power of the Lord was there, the Spirit of the Lord was there to heal them.
Yes.
And he healed them all.
Yes.
And the power of God went forth, and he says, and many times he says, y'all would play and half the night sweat, and play so hard and sweat so hard until my tie would fade onto my shirt. And he said, and yet nobody would be saved.
Amen. Yeah.
But at the power of God, he says, but in the power of God, you should have seen some manifestation of the Spirit.
Yes.
And True enough, I wasn't the person in charge of the service. I was a musician. He says, but you should have seen some manifestation of the Spirit. And then he reminded me. He said, don't you remember when you first came to church? He said, don't you remember when you were in South Dakota? He said, don't you remember? He said, don't you remember when the Lord saved you and when the Lord reached out and how there was not only just the music, but there was a move of the Spirit.
Yes.
And the people were there and the people got something from God. And how the Spirit moved and the people were healed. He says, don't you remember your own life? How your own life changed?
Yes, yes.
He says, three times I've had to deliver you from addictions.
Yes.
And he says, and each time when I've done it, it has been a finished work.
Yes, yes.
So that it did not recur.
Yes.
And, you know what I thought about it? I said, what we really need in our churches, really, we need people, but we need, before the people come, we need the Holy Ghost to fill the temple.
Yes,
I was reading in Chronicles.
Yes.
And I read where Solomon had made this great prayer, and he had asked God for, he prayed the right prayer, and it's a long prayer. It goes all the way through chapter number 6, and he asked God for so many things, and the same thing in Kings, and he tries to cover every area where from 5 and 6 of things that people would do and consequences and things that could come in the earth. And he'd seen a lot, because he says if a famine comes, or he says if people, and then finally in one place he just says if the people go out to war, and we watch them in war, and then finally in 36 he says if they just sin, just flat outright sin against them, he talks about them being carried away, and talks about all these heartbreakers and gut wrenchers. I got an Amber Alert today on my phone of some kid that was kidnapped, and the heartbreak and all the things that go along with that, and being carried away. And I can imagine in slavery when the babies are sold off and the relatives are sold off, and so many different things bring heartbreak, and so many different situations where it's not your own doing, but it comes anyway. It's the devil's doing it. It is Satan, just recently me and Ella Smith were reminded, we look more at people than we think we do. We blame people more than we think that we do.
Yeah.
When really it's the devil moving in so many different places and so many different ways. And Solomon prays this prayer to God, and he's getting ready to dedicate this temple. And he wants God in his temple so that even if the people aren't able to come to the temple, if their heart is in the temple, when he says that they turn towards the temple, he doesn't mean just face towards the east. He means if they turn their heart towards where they met God and where they found God and how they found God. He says that they'll turn their heart towards where they met God and when the Lord delivered them and when the Lord brought them out. They'll turn their heart towards where God is, because he's asking God to come into the temple. And when we know the scripture in 7, when God answers, and the Lord said to him, if my people will call by my name, should humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, and he said he would heal the land. But in 15, in 7 and 15, he says, now mine eyes shall be open and my ears attended to the prayer that is made in this place. And for now have I chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart be there perpetually. That means without stop. And this is something that we need to want him in our house. And I have prayed and asked God so many times for musicians, and asked God for singers and for praises. Another thing, and the Lord said to me the other day, what you really need to pray is to ask me to fill that building with the Holy Ghost. Not that I'm not saved, and not that we're not saved, but we need the presence of the Lord in this place. We need to know when we come in that God will meet us here, and that God will see us through here. And sometimes, and Solomon's making this plea to God, and when Solomon in verse 7 had made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the place, filled the house. And the priest could not enter into the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house. And when Solomon finished his praying, the Holy Ghost begins to move, and the Spirit begins to move. And this is when people are saved. This is when people are delivered. It's not a matter or a testimony of the Holy Ghost because your suit is drenched. It is then the Spirit moved. It was the power there. How would any of us be saved? You know, when the Lord saved us, call to remembrance when the Lord saved you.
Yes, yes.
You know, when we were saved, we were born again. That was not of the flesh, but of the Spirit. And the Holy Ghost came in. And without knowing much of the Word of God, or without knowing much about God, without even knowing, you know, depending on how big, you know, how we grew up, not even knowing all the right things to do to be holy. Many of us were not even familiar with the word holiness because we didn't grow up in holiness churches.
Right.
And we didn't know what it meant to be sanctified. And we didn't know what righteousness was. We didn't know any of those. But we heard enough of the word of God, and the power was there for the little bit that we heard, so that the Lord saved us and gave us a mind to want to be in God. It wasn't this convincing that we do, that I myself am guilty of from time to time, of trying to convince you how you need to be in God. There needs to be a move of the Spirit that touches you so that you know you need to be in God. And when you make a decision for God, the Spirit moves and changes you. There must be, and I'm halfway done with the sermon, because that's the first half. Because in the Old Testament, what they do in the natural, we do in the Spirit. The second half of this sermon is in 1 Corinthians. It's in 1 Corinthians, I just found it before I got up here. Oh, there it is. It's the scripture in 1 Corinthians that Satan the Lord rebuke you, because I just turned to a minute. Oh, there it is. 1 Corinthians 6 chapter. In the Old Testament, when you see Solomon and the Lord filling his temple, and then you see Moses going out in the wilderness and the cloud covering the tabernacle, and the power of God, and the people saw Moses stand there when the cloud came. And I don't know how it reads in your Bible, but in mine, it says they saw Moses talk to God face to face. God came into the tabernacle, and Moses made sure that the tabernacle was someplace that God could come. And when the camp was upset because of the golden calf, even though they had destroyed it, God said, I'm not going to come in this camp right away, he says, because I'm not ready to be close to all of you for the things that you've done. He says, because you have become so dirty, I'm not ready to be in your camp right now. And if you were in my presence now in the state you're in, he says, I would probably still destroy you. And Moses says, well, if God can't come into the camp and be with the people, then I will take the tabernacle outside the camp and I'll set it up where God can come, because the people might not be able to come, but I need God to be able to come.
Yes, yes.
And when Moses would go out, they would stand in the doors of their tents.
Yeah.
They all needed to follow Moses to church, but they weren't ready yet. So they stand in the doors of their tents and watch Moses go down to the tabernacle, because Moses was decided, if the only person who's worshiping is you is me, I am going to go and worship God. And they would watch because Moses was holy enough and Moses was righteous enough, so that the cloud would come down to the tabernacle and Moses would stand there and talk to God. And the people would watch Moses do this until such a time that God had forgiven all of them and blotted out their transgressions enough that they could move the tabernacle back within the camp. But Moses never miscommunicated with God. You can have situations come in your life, but you must never miscommunicate with God. When God moves, you move. And if God can't move in what you're in, then go to where God can move. Got to have the Spirit of God. In Corinthians, Paul said, know ye not that now I don't have a tabernacle, but my body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. He says, don't you know that the Holy Ghost is in you? What you have of God, and he is so much that people can't get in. You need to have God in your tabernacle such that you can talk to God. You need the power of God to come into your temple and talk with you. You need to have a one-on-one with God. You need to be like Moses. When all around you is not sanctified enough, it's too defiled for God to be among them. You need to come out and go where God can be so that you can have God in your temple, God in your tabernacle, so that you can have a conversation with God. Don't shut the temple down so you go talk to people. No, go talk to God. The cloud would come down, and it would be so heavy that the people couldn't move.
Yes.
Don't you want God to come down and be so heavy on you that you can't move? Don't you know by now you need God to come down and be so, the Spirit of God to be so heavy on you? Sometimes you need to stand still. When Solomon called on God, and he came down the temple, the priest, even the people who were ministering, they couldn't move because God's presence was so much, they couldn't even walk in the presence of God. I need the Lord to be so strong in me that I can't move. I need the Lord to be so filled. I need my temple so full that nothing can come in there but God. And while God is in that head, I need to have a talk face to face. I need to be somebody that can talk face to face to God in the
Spirit.
Yes, you do. You need to ask God. Here on this temple, you need to ask God. Come on in. Here on this temple, you need to tell God, I've got a temple and I need you in it. I need you to come down. I remember you being here before. I need you to come again. I need to feel the presence of the Lord. I need to be on me so that I can't move. I need to be on me so that I can't do anything except what you have me to do. You need to ask God to come out here. God told Solomon, I'll do everything you ask me to do. He said, if the people will call by my name, he says, if those people will humble themselves so that I come in and turn from their wicked ways, so that I come in and seek my face, so that I can come in, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man would answer and would ask me, would let me in, I'll go in and spend time and sit with him. I'll sit down at the table with him. Don't you know when God talks about sitting at a table, he's talking about peace? Don't you know that David said he makes the view, prepare the table before me in the presence of my enemy? He was saying, when I'm going through, God always gives me peace. Don't you know when God came to Abraham, the first thing they sit down and did was ate together? Don't you know how God sees it when we come in communion? That's why I get so upset when we do these great big segregations of high people over there and low people over there. No! We're supposed to be one. I'm so tired of sitting up high, looking out over God's people. I'd like to just be able to sit on the floor with the people of God and commune with the people of God and come out of these exalted positions. I just need God to come in. I need God to come in. Don't you know? I know my body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. I don't have a tabernacle in the wilderness. I need God to come in this temple. I don't have outside. I need God in there. I work with was the price. God bought this temple. He ought to be able to dwell in it. Don't you live where you think I don't you live where you think I don't you like knowing that you own the house? I live here. Can't nobody tell me I own the house. But don't you know God owns this house? It belongs to God. Stop telling God what he can do in his own house. You said you were saved. That means the Holy Ghost dwells in you. Stop telling what God, what he can do with his own house. Because you said you belong to God. You made up your mind the Holy Ghost dwells in you. Asking you to abide. No one's going to stay with anybody they can't get along with. If you want God to abide with you, you need to learn to get along with them so that God will dwell where you are. Stop choosing people over God. Choosing their opinions over God. Choosing their way over God. God feels like he's unwelcome in your temple. When God came down Solomon's temple, he let Solomon know, I don't even want to preach in here for a minute. I need to sanctify this place. I need some space and some time and the priest. So we can't even go in there.
Yeah, that's right.
Because God has filled it.
Yes.
The Lord needs to fill us.
Yeah, Lord. Yes.
So that no one else can come in.
Yes.
We got too many people dwelling in this house.
Yes.
We got too many people.
Yes.
Dwelling in this house. It's a house for two.
All right.
Yes. Yes.
You and the Holy Ghost.
You and the Holy Ghost.
It's a house for two.
Yes.
You and the Holy Ghost. It's a house for two. You and the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. How many people you got in your house? How many people do you have in your house?
How many got in your house?
Hallelujah.
This is a house for two.
That's all right.
Me and the Holy Ghost.
Yeah,
don't you know? This is the temple of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, yes.
And when Moses went to that tabernacle in the wilderness, when nobody but him called.
Yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes.
Jesus. Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let him in. Music. Right. Music is not the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
He says you don't have to do that. He says even when you imagine a church, you imagine the music.
Yes.
But you need to be concerned with the Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost, yes.
You know how to do that.
Yes.
That was all right.
Come on in.
Come on in. To the obedience of Christ, Lord, that it may be crucified, our Lord and Savior, Lord, and resurrected into newness of life. And Lord, we'll glorify your name. Lord, we'll give you all glory and all the honor. Lord, when you have filled this temple, then Lord, we ask you to fill this place. Bring men and women in, Lord, so that the Spirit will save them.
Bring them in, Lord, so the Spirit will give them ears to hear and eyes to see. Lord, bring them in so that the Holy Ghost, Lord, will drive out all the darkness from their minds and give light. Lord, bring them in where the Spirit can minister to, unto them the Word of God and life, O God. And Lord, we will obey. All you give us to do, we will obey. And Lord, we will glorify your name. Give you all the honor and all the praise. In the name of Jesus, I want to touch the man's like this flare up on his chest. I want to ask the Spirit of God to move. Touch him tonight and make him move. He's right there. Lord, touch him and make him move. In the name of Jesus. Touch him and make him whole. Touch him in his body, oh God. Lord, impart your healing power, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, impart your healing power, Lord, even as Jesus' virtue went out and healed the lepers. Lord, I pray, Lord, that your healing of virtue would go forth, oh God, in Jesus' name. Lord, and make him whole. And Lord, while you're touching him, Lord, anoint him. Lord, in the Spirit, give him rhythm, O God, and make him someone great in God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let me touch Elder Smith. Lord, touch Elder Smith. Touch in this body. In this body. Lord, I pray, Lord, let her be, Lord, in the name of Jesus, be loosed from this pain. Lord, send forth your healing virtue, Lord, that she would be loosed. Lord, moved by your power, Lord. Lord, even the Spirit of God, even the power of the Holy Ghost, Lord, I pray that you move in Jesus' name. Yes. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we'll give you all the glory and all the honor in Jesus'
name.
And the people of God say amen.
Amen.
I was listening. You can be seated. I was listening to us online. Evangelist presence.
See what the Lord has done. See what the Lord has done.
It's a very nice song. So I thank God for all of you. I thank God for you. I won't be in front of